Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn, and for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. The Astoria Fiber Arts Academy in downtown Astoria offers classes for adults and children in weaving, spinning, crocheting, knitting, and more, along with a store which sells handcrafted yarns, apparel, rugs, and other specially made local products and textiles. Dedicated to preserving the cultural heritage of the Lower Columbia Basin by establishing a resource center for maintaining and growing the community of fiber artists and providing a communal workspace, a concept which originated in Scandinavia, the Academy is a nonprofit corporation with a 501c3 status. Today, my guests are Margaret Theory. She is a dyer, a weaver, a knitter, and an instructor, as well as co-founder of the Astoria Fiber Arts Academy, a board member of Astoria Visual Arts. The Astoria Fiber Arts Academy is under the umbrella of Astoria Visual Arts, which has been around for about 20 years. And I also have in the studio with me today Helen Rep. Helen is a weaver, a weaving instructor, and she is also a member of the Astoria Visual Arts Board. And so we're going to learn more from them about some of the fascinating opportunities which are now available to North Coast citizens at the Astoria Fiber Arts Academy. Margaret, thanks for being here today.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Excellent. Yes. And Helen, lovely to see you here.
Yes. Hopefully the sun will be out by the time we leave.
Yes. Well, this climate, sun, rain, shadow, fog, and it's all good. It's all just a part of this interesting weather pattern we live in. Margaret, before we start talking about Astoria Fiber Arts Academy, tell us a little bit about Margaret Theory.
Well, a long time ago, I was born in the Midwest, and I rolled around the United States and ended up in Astoria, Oregon. I went to school in the 70s at the U of O. I had been a college dropout, went back to the U of O and did my undergraduate degree in fine arts because someone had given me a loom before I went back, I took weaving, and that was my focus. And I became addicted
to weaving.
Yes. Thank God it's legal.
That's great. For some people who may not actually know what a loom is, could you tell us what exactly is a loom?
A loom is a device upon which you can stretch yarn or fiber and interlace the fiber into it and create a web that can then be used for blankets or shirts or wall hangings. But the loom can be as simple as a backstrap loom, which they use in many countries. But you need something that will hold the fiber taut. So you have a warp that is put onto that loom or wood or whatever, and then you weave into it.
And it looks a loom is usually wood, made of wood, I believe.
It has to have wood in it. And the modern looms that we use are floor looms and very, very easy to manipulate.
I wonder if they look like the ones that Rumpelstiltskin was, remember when the spinning, you have to spin, that was spinning, but then weaving. Well, we're going to learn about all those terms. What is spinning? What's weaving? What's knitting? What's the difference and how are people doing it? And thank you, Margaret. And Helen, please tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, my background is naturally involved in the fiber arts. My mother was Norwegian, my father was English, and I was born in Australia. So from the very beginning, I had aunties that sent me things that were beautiful little woven pieces that I always enjoyed. And to this day, I've never done anything as complicated as that. But it was probably the seed that was laid down for my later life. And then I moved here, and I taught school for about 16 years in special ed from Cannon Beach to the college. And then, unfortunately, I got cancer, and I moved to California. And on one of my trips back up here in my recovery, Margaret insisted on jamming a loom into the back of my car and told me, well, you know, I take plastic. And I said, well, that's just fine, but I'm never going to be able to get this out of my car. And from then on, I just happened upon a weaving guild where I was when I was waiting in line at the local grocery store. And they said, well, we'll pick you up tomorrow. And from then on, I've been to classes all over done shows, some 12 shows a year from San Francisco up to Canby, Oregon. And now I'm thrilled to be teaching children and adults weaving, because this was what was originally in this town when I first came here like 35, 40 years ago.
You're both passionate about fiber arts, about weaving. And Helen, you actually said that you think weaving is saving your life on one level. And,
absolutely.
And Margaret, you said that when someone gave you a loom, or you discovered a loom at U of O, that changed your whole life. How did that do that?
Well, it gave me a passion outside of personal relationships. I can go into my studio, sit down on my loom, and the world could have ended, but within 1 hour of weaving, I will be in
an altered state.
It's a form of meditation.
Yeah,
you do the same thing over and over, and you watch this web grow. It's like being God. You take nothing and make something out of it. And it just, I don't know how to explain it. I always want to see how it's going to end up, what it's going to look like when I'm finished. And then it's never exactly what I wanted, so I have to try
change
it again.
It.
And that's, not only that, I can make myself do all the steps that gets me to the fun part of weaving.
What is it that people are attracted to with fiber arts, with whether it's spinning, crocheting, dyeing, weaving, I mean, knitting. What is it? It's so popular today. And what is it that people are passionate about? What is it that makes you want to continue to do it? Is it that you, as you said, it's a meditation, but you also create a beautiful product. You create a beautiful, and there's a beautiful thing at the end result, which is practical.
Well, I think basically it goes back to before we had television and we listened to a radio. We had to do things with our hands. We didn't go and buy sweaters mostly. Our parents either showed us how to knit socks and darn them, and I know my mother did. And she, I remember still to this day that I had one sweater that was like Joseph's coat of many colors. It was left over from every piece of yarn there was, and I still loved that sweater, and I can still remember it. But she taught me all those things when I was young. I was fortunate. And so naturally, I taught my son to knit. I mean, he made his first teddy bear clothes on the sewing machine when he was like 6. And he's a great, strong, strapping fellow. And he weaves also when he comes to the house.
Yeah, you generally think of women weaving, but yet you were talking about the fact that some of the best weavers in the world are men.
The stinkers, yes.
They're British. I think you said they're in Great Britain or something.
Well, the weavers we were talking about are rug weavers, and they are very famous. And Helen took a workshop.
Yes, from Peter Collingwood. And his father was an amazing, and has only recently passed on, but he was a weaver in England. And he would have 100-yard warps on this loom, which is 100 yards, if you can imagine it, almost the full length of, a great big warehouse. And he constructed pulleys and all types of things so that he didn't have to put the warp on more than once. And he would just continue to weave rugs one after the other after the other. And he designed all kinds of things that we now use, and use him as our guru for weaving.
Really? That's fascinating. But what's interesting is that actually people can jump right into weaving without a lot of background, have to have a lot of gifts or skills. You can just, if you're willing, you're to do it. And that brings us to, how did the Estuary Fiber Arts Academy come to be, Margaret? This was a dream of yours. How did this happen?
4 years ago, Shannon Meeker and I talked about this idea of having weavers rent a space together, and we couldn't get it going. So that died at birth. And last September, I was talking to Larry Taylor, and he said, too bad all the looms are gone from the college and the program died. And I said, well, actually, I have 4 of those looms. And I said, you want to hear this fantasy I have? And I explained what Shannon and I had talked about. And he said, what a great idea. Let's start a fiber arts academy. And he took my teeny weeny little dream and blew it up into what it is right now, the Astoria Fiber Arts Academy. We have 3,000 square feet of space. We've been paying the rent, although we are under the umbrella of the Astoria Visual Arts, and the memberships help pay them the rent. But since February, we've been able to float our own boat.
And let's tell people where you are.
Oh, that's a good idea. We're at 1292 Duane Street, the back of Erickson's.
Floral, right, downtown Astoria, right? Yeah, JCPenney right there, right. And just that little bit, okay? Yeah. And if they come to Astoria, well, I personally know because I've been in there because I bought one of the hats that you actually made, Margaret. And so not only do you have a school, do you have an academy there where weavers come and they're making things and the looms are there and all the things that they need, but there also now are all these classes. You have a retail store which is open on weekends. So what kinds of classes are you offering right now?
In August? Well, in general, we have every month, Helen and I trade off, and I'll be teaching in September starting on, I think it's Wednesday. No, Wednesday, Friday.
There are classes. Well, here's the thing. It doesn't matter about the times. What's happening is people can go to the actual website, which is AstoriaVisualArts.org. I think that is the correct website. No, I'm sorry. It's not Astoria Visual Arts. It's Astoria Fiber Arts. So Astoria Visual Arts has been around for 20 years, and that's a 501c3 nonprofit, and that is, and people join that, and then they are actually members and can then come in to Astoria Fiber Arts, and that helps support Astoria Fiber Arts.
But you do not have to be a member to take the classes, but if you are a member, you get 10% off any class you take.
Okay.
So we teach beginning weaving. We teach weaving with linen, and that is for people who have already taken classes. Helen is just amazing with kids, and she has been teaching a kids' class.
What is it that you want children? So when you say that you're teaching a class for children now, and there's knitting, crocheting, weaving, and some of these terms people are listening to this program may not be familiar with, such as what a warp is, and we can talk about that later. But what is it that you want children to learn, or what are you going to be teaching children, and what ages are you interested in having?
Well, at the moment I'm teaching children 12 years and up, and I actually had some mums come in with their children. I have a Japanese exchange student. She's coming over next week. There'll be more children renting looms. I pre-dress them, which means they're ready to go. They come in, and it's a successful product. They can weave a marvelous scarf and a bag or a purse, which is something that they can't quite believe, but they do. They're excited, and they're just absolutely, you know, they're hooked. They want to do it more and more and more. So this is what I'm trying to do in so far as offering for them to create something new so that they can do it later on and continue to do it. It doesn't cost very much to find a small table loom, and if they want to do it at home, they can continue to do that. But now next month I also have four people coming in that are renting looms. So they come in when they like, and they rent the loom, and they can weave when they like.
And all they need then is yarn and instruction.
They don't even need yarn because the academy provides it for this particular class. It's very well, there's a lot of fiber that's been donated, and we're well and truly open to anybody who's got yarn that's in their stash that they no longer want or use. And we use that for the classes. That way we can keep the price reasonable for them.
And I don't know if that came across, but when Helen teaches the kids' class, the looms are set up. So the hardest part of weaving is taken care of. The young people come in, they sit down, and they start weaving. Whereas with the adult classes, they learn the whole process. If the kids if they get hooked on the weaving, then they're going to want to know the entire process.
Of how to set up the loom.
Yes, yeah, but, right. You know, from the get-go.
Exactly. And if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Talk of Our Towns. I'm your host, Donna Quinn. And today we're talking about the Astoria Fiber Arts Academy in downtown Astoria, which is offering classes for adults and children, weaving, spinning, crocheting, knitting, and all of these things. And my guests are Margaret Theory. She is a weaver, an instructor, and also Helen Rep. And they are our dear friends who feel that weaving and looms really save their lives and set them on a path which has changed everything. And you say that people are passionate, whether it's knitting, crocheting. There's something very valuable about doing something with your hands and seeing a product when we live in a world today of concepts and virtual reality.
Yes, I think that's absolutely the truth. One group that we have drawn from for students has been retired people, but basically women who walk in, they see the looms, they say, oh, I've always wanted to weave, and now is their chance to try it. Some people take the beginning class, go through it, come out with two products, walk away, never try it again. Others, once they know how to use the looms, can take either the advanced class that Helen also teaches, focusing on rugs, or rent a loom for only $50 a month and come in on their own and do what they want to do.
I am looking at a list of classes which talk about dyeing and ancient weaving techniques and how to learn to crochet and wool preparation and spinning and I know that you're also open to suggestions for people in the community because you want to know, what are you interested in? Or are you interested in learning how to knit? Or are you an advanced person and you just need some tips and you want to be a resource for people to help mentor them, not only to introduce people to fiber arts, but also to help those people who want to work in community?
Yes, and we definitely could use more people involved in the teaching area. You can go on to the website, Astoria Fiber Arts, and there is a survey you can take, which we encourage you to do, and sign up for our newsletter. And when you do that, you put in what classes you would be interested in taking. We also have an area that says for teachers, and you put in what you're interested in teaching.
You have daytime classes, you have evening classes, and you also mentioned that you could use some volunteers in the retail store, which is open on Saturday from 12 to 4 and Sunday from 10 to 3.
That's correct, yes. And if there are people that work, which most of us do, we're happy to accommodate by doing a weekend class as well. So these are all things that you can come in and talk to us about and mention what your interest is, and we'll try and accommodate that request.
And as you mentioned earlier, if some of you listening, I know I do, I have some bags of yarn because I always intended to learn to knit. And so I think I'm going to just bring those bags of yarn down to you and give them to you for the classes, and then I'll take a class and I'll figure out how to do some of this because I know that people who have busy brains, and most of us do, unless I guess one was able to really live a very slow, contemplative life, this is a very healthy and nurturing thing to do.
It
to
is.
Use your hands.
It is, and we actually have a Thursday drop-in period where anybody can come in. Is that from
it's 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock, and so far we have gotten spinners and knitters to come in, and we just sit around and do our thing. And if you're a beginner, you can get help from some of the more advanced people.
So it really is a community resource, and
yes.
You want it to be that. You want it to be that. And what's the youngest child you've worked with in terms of fiber arts weaving or knitting or anything like that?
Actually, I think the youngest child we had was 8 years old, and she came in with her mother for the knitting spinning group, and we had Shannon Meeker there who helped teach that child how to spin on a spinning wheel. And we do have right now 4 spinning wheels that are available to be used by people either taking a class or coming in for the Thursday meeting. And we mentioned donating yarns. So right now we have about 4 looms that have been donated to us, as well as loaner looms. So if you have a loom hanging around taking space in your house, you might consider loaning it to us or donating it and taking it off your income tax if you do the long forms.
What is it that is so much fun that makes people now want to return to things which aren't made by machines? Actually, Terry Wilson just gave me a piece of paper. He said, do you ever weave fabric as fine as shirt cotton or bedding cotton or things like that? Or is it mostly another kind of weaving that people are doing?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I weave baby blankets, for example, that are very soft. I also weave silk scarves. Margaret does the same. So you can pretty much weave any kind of fiber you like. You could weave straw. I mean, as we've all seen, you know, from...
And turn it into gold.
Exactly. Now, that would be brilliant.
Okay. I have woven suiting material. I've never done anything as fine as shirting material. But I have done
upholstery.
I've done upholstery material also. I have, my favorite thing to weave is curtains for my own house. You can make them to fit. You can make them color coordinated. I always encourage my students to weave curtains, but no one's taken me up on it yet.
And so all one really has to do in order to learn to work with fabric, yarn, and do any of these kinds of classes is just have a willing attitude, because it's almost anyone can do this, right?
Exactly. Yes.
Anyone that can do it if they want to. And that's part of it. You have to come in and go through the steps. When I teach only beginners, and I tell them, weaving is a series of simple steps. But there are so many steps, it seems hard. And that's basically it. And once I get through with them, then they can go on to more advanced teachers like Helen and Cheryl Silverblatt and really step up their product.
Inch by inch works a cinch, and I imagine that's the same with anything that you do, just one step at a time. The other thing I think that is important is that you are keeping something alive which has been a part of this community, part of the cultural heritage of this area, just like the Lower Columbia Preservation Guild and the people who are the craftsmen, and now we're looking at this area as being a place where you can come and be mentored and learn how to work on old houses, old buildings. Now you can also come and learn how to do these ancient crafts, which are now really becoming so popular with people.
Yeah, I remember Larry saying, "What we could weave curtains for craftsman-type houses." I mean, he really has big ideas. And we've been loaned a production loom from Timberline Lodge, and they're Annan and Linny are coming Saturday to help me put the loom together. So we might even be weaving some upholstery for Timberline again. But
is there any other fiber arts academy in Oregon like this that you know of?
Eugene has Textile Center, but it is a for-profit organization. So I think we're Damascus.
I don't know if they're nonprofit or not.
Yeah.
So your mission really is to bring this to people and have people come and learn how to do it.
Well, yes, because predominantly, originally, this was a Scandinavian area. And so, you know, they originally bought their nets from Finland in gunny sacks and then re-knitted them when they got here. I mean, so it's a Scandinavian town, pretty much.
And well, it was, anyhow.
It was, anyway. So, you know, it's like go back to the basics and let's see if we can restore some of this interest.
This town has been so good to me that I love the idea of giving the town its own...
Giving something back, yeah.
Yeah, exactly its own heritage.
And just as people are really wanting to buy from local farmers, know where their food comes from, they want to buy from local artists and local weavers and knitters. It mm-hmm. means something. And to have one very special fine thing, which you know was made with love and great concentrate, rather than some machine-made, factory-produced item, those don't have the value anymore. I really do see that we are shifting priorities, and perhaps the economy has been an impetus for this, but people are really saying, we want to go back to sometimes when things had meaning and things were special and we know where they came from.
And we sell a lot of hand-dyed yarns for the knitters, and we had a New York woman came in and said, great. I can buy machine stuff any place. Keep it up. And we also have, we didn't mention, hand-spun yarns that are just fab.
I love your gift store. I mean, the scarves there are so gorgeous, and the hats, and just, yeah, and the blankets. I mean, that's those are the one-of-a-kind special things that you look for.
Thank you.
Yes.
But I need to take a class because my fingers have never quite figured out how to knit, and I know it would be very good to learn to do that. So I am going to be taking a class. We only have another couple of minutes left. Any last things we want to tell people? Obviously, to go join AVA, stop in, go to the website, astoriafiberarts.org. Any last thing you'd like our listening audience to know?
We gave our phone number,
503-325-9955. Okay, let's do that one more time.
You do it.
503-325-5598. And I will leave that number at the radio station after this program as well. 325-5598. So who knows what you'll get if you call that other number, Margaret Gay. But anyway, that's the Astoria Fiber Arts Academy. And so you can call. And you can stop in, as you said, on Thursday afternoons. And Helen, anything that you'd like to say?
Just come on in. We have some beautiful product, and we have quite a few people that come, especially on Sundays. They come from out of town, and they take pictures of the studio with all the looms in it. They say they've never seen anything like it before.
That's right, because they want to step back in time. It's unique, it's special, it's one of a kind, and that's what you're creating here with this academy.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess the other thing I want to encourage people to do is to go online and talk about the kinds of classes that you would like to see. And are people making, maybe we should have a, like Terry's suggesting, we have a woodworking class so people can learn how to build looms.
Absolutely. We're encouraging anybody who would like to teach to come in and suggest that they could do a class if they wanted to.
A woodworking class might go through the college and not just do looms, but loom tools, which would be...
Right, and we didn't even have a chance to go into some of the terminology of like what's the warp and all that. So we'll do another program to get further down. Actually, I will come and I will take a class, and then we can do a program. And say, if I can do it, you can do it too. Anyone can do it. So, thank you both so much, Margaret and Helen, for establishing Astoria Fiber Arts Academy, and also Larry Taylor, who is a visionary in this community, who's done many, many good things for us.
Yes, he is.
And that is one of the very special things about this lower Columbia Pacific region is the volunteerism, the people who come together for the highest good of the community. And so what you're doing is excellent. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, Terry Wilson, engineer extraordinaire, thank you again for another wonderful engineering feat that you pull off every week. And I want to thank local talented banjo instructor Michael Brun for his original theme music for this program. Until next week, find a moment for yourself today. Take a deep breath with gratitude for all the good things in your life and focus on those good things. Focus on feeling good and then giving yourself a loving and compassionate hug or a pat on the back for being uniquely you, for doing the best you can, and for being here now in this moment on the amazing planet we call Earth.